Welcome to AI Today, where we will provide you with a summary of five interesting articles every day. Today is Thursday, February 19th, and on this day back in 2008, Toshiba announced its format recall of its HD-HVD video format. This ended the format war between it and Sony's Blu-ray disc. There were a lot of these format wars back in the day, but with everything digital now, no more format wars. So sad. The first AI article for today is from Wealth Manager about the big business of Disney. The article is how Disney powered this AI fund to the top of the robotics charts. Here's the quick overview for you. Over 1 and 3 years, the $9.6 billion Allianz Global Artificial Intelligence Fund sits at the top of the recently launched category, which is dominated by AI thematic strategies. CityWire rated Thomas highlighted Disney, which accounts for 3.4% of the portfolio, as an example of his approach. He seeks out companies that are willing to take a leap of faith to integrate artificial intelligence into their operations. Disney has some personalization that leverages AI, as the delivery mechanism leverages AI. It became a resounding success for Disney, and in the process, they have started to reimagine how they develop content and which distribution channels they target. The next article is Operationalizing Enterprise AI at Scale from one of our favorite AI sources, Forbes. Here's what the article is about. Operationalizing AI at scale is a journey that includes careful planning, rigorous validation, and well-executed change management. Every AI center of excellence has its team of data scientists, data engineers, and software developers. Operationalizing will attract interest in AI from other business functions, thus generating demand for additional AI use cases and growing your stakeholder network. Developing the capabilities required for all stages of the stakeholder journey will address common barriers to operationalizing and scaling the adoption of AI, enabling your AI Center of Excellence to become the trusted partner for AI that creates tangible bottom-line value company-wide. The third article from Medical Design and Outsourcing is titled Could Artificial Intelligence Boost Surgical Robotics to New Heights? Ken Goldberg, who is the William S. Floyd Jr. Distinguished Chair in Engineering at UC Berkeley, thinks artificial intelligence will enable surgical robots to achieve their best function, not replacing surgeons, but augmenting their work by reducing the monotony of specific subtasks like suturing. The group has demonstrated how a deep neural network plus 3D printed depth sensing markers can train a Da Vinci surgical robot to automatically perform peg transfer slightly faster and more accurately than an experienced surgical resident. Goldberg recently consulted with his research team to provide some insights about where the surgical robotics space could advance in coming years. This task is challenging because it requires high accuracy, and the cables that drive surgical robots' joints stretch during motion, which can significantly reduce their accuracy. Goldberg stated that learning how to position and move the surgical camera without manual adjustment is a very interesting problem. And now on to our fourth article, which is related to the pandemic going on in the world. The article from Fierce Biotech is AI-based voice print screener for COVID-19 nets European approval. Here you go on what it's about. Using artificial intelligence software to analyze a multitude of voice recordings, Vocalis has secured a CE mark for the use of its digital COVID-19 screening programs in Europe. Vocalis also announced the results of a clinical study conducted with the Municipal Corporation of Greater Mumbai to test its screening tool, collecting recordings from over 2,000 speakers of English, Hindi, Marathi, and Gujarati. Results from a set of 288 participants showed an accuracy of 81.2%, compared to about 66% with a digital symptom checker alone. The final article for today is how AI can help fish. AI can do just about anything, can't it? Amazing. The article is from the Fish site. There is a site for everything, isn't there? The article is titled How AI is Helping to Solve Key Fish Health Issues. And here's my quick take of this article. At Nofima, we have developed an AI package for the evaluation of salmon skin, the health of which is vital to the health of the whole fish, using the commercial Iforia platform. This resulted in a unique AI model that is able to measure salmon skin structures. Using the skin analysis AI software, we tested skin from salmon produced at a commercial location in northern Norway. In order to obtain a better overview on general fish health, we have gone one step further and developed similar AI algorithms for the liver and gills. Such analyses will enable us to evaluate fish health in a more holistic and more intelligent way in the future.